what kind of coaching did the actors have?
Yeah, I can tell. I was working as preparation with the actors, first doing, I met them to meet transgender guys. So we had some people there which I knew since my documentary, since years. So they're also friends of mine, or became friends over the years. So especially Rick and all the others met them and to get into the topic. This was one point. And at the other point, I was working with acting coaches, and I knew them before from a project with Lena Lessing and Giles Foreman. We were working together some months before, where I did some rehearsals for the project, and so we decided it would be best to build an ensemble, the three of them, and so we did a 1 week of rehearsal, and so we didn't rehearse any scenes, but it was important to get the actors into the role, and especially for Rick to get or support him in his work to get into the body of this transgender guy. So, and when we started shooting, we have already became an ensemble. The three of you have become an ensemble, and we were really knew how to talk to each other, and we could always refer to this rehearsing week because, sure, the shooting schedule was 22 days was quite tough, so it was very important for me and with all of them to build everything up in the rehearsing week.
How did you came to write this wonderful script?
Thank you. Yeah, I was doing a documentary on two transgender men during my time at film school, and it was a portrait of two transgender men and their loving partners. So it was a love story in a documentary, and I was very touched by it, by the tenderness, by the love, and also by the strength they had to follow their way, and. So I had the I was so touched by this that I said, okay, I really want to do this as a fiction film, and I had the ideas in mind. And after graduating at film school, I started working on it, and because all the transgender men became some friends, and I was really fascinated by how you don't recognize it on the first sight. So many people think, there are not so many transgender men, and it's more like you don't see it. And this changed very much my point of view on identity, because I really felt like it's important for me to meet someone in the present and not to judge someone because of the past. So, and I made the experience that I don't care if someone was born male or female. And this was what drove me to the script, to writing the script with this point of view, telling a story of a trans guy in the here and now and not in the transition process.
Also es war alles eine Herausforderung, jede einzelne Szene. Ich kann gar nicht sagen, welche die anspruchsvollste oder anstrengendste war. Also anstrengend waren bestimmt die Szenen im Club, weil es so verdammt heiß war. Aber, Liv?
Soll ich jetzt was für dich überlegen oder darf ich schon? Okay. Für mich war die schwierigste Szene war für mich tatsächlich nicht etwa eine der knutschenden Szenen oder so, was man ja jetzt denken könnte. Sondern tatsächlich diese eine Holzszene da. Und das finde ich halt auch das, was das ausmacht. Also weil man natürlich irgendwie oft gefragt wurde jetzt im Zusammenhang dessen, ihr seid ja jetzt nicht schwul und ich bin ja jetzt auch nicht lesbisch, das muss ja bestimmt total schwer sein und so weiter. Aber das ist ja nicht das, natürlich, das wird by the way erzählt, aber das ist ja nicht das, worum es geht schlussendlich. Und was dann also schwer war, war, was hat die Figur wirklich irgendwie für Probleme? Also man sieht sie da irgendwie die ganze Zeit lustig rumficken und rumvögeln oder nicht direkt, aber so halb. Und das ist aber gar nicht das, was diese Figur bewegt. Und die Szene, die das sozusagen anreißt oder wo die Möglichkeit ist, das zu sehen, das war dann auch sozusagen das Schwierigste.
At first I want to say when I read the script for the first time, and that was actually, of course, quite a while before anything was decided. Yeah, I just got it and I read it, and I had to read it in one piece because I was so stunned by it. And especially, of course, by the three main roles, because they're all so extraordinary, special characters, I'd say, and not normal at all. And that was actually, I read it and I just knew I want this role, I have to fight for it, because I've never played anything like that before. That was definitely the complete opposite of my stereotype of roles so far. And that was also the challenge. I wanted to do, and I think all of us. The characters are very special, and it was actually quite hard to play, of course. Not only because of the aspect of the sexuality, but also because all of the main characters, have a certain process, a massive development throughout the whole film. For example, my role, the Fabio. I mean, in the very first time, I think everyone thinks, okay, that's definitely a complete jerk, a dickhead. Completely much alike, and he hasn't got feelings at all. And then after a while, I think he discovers another side of him, actually. And in the end, it comes out that it's not a normal macho, but he also got feelings. And I think that's the most important aspect of the film. Feelings and, tolerance. Thanks.
I just have one last question about the transgender helpline in the internet. Does it really exist? Have you found that?
Yeah, it was really when I knew the setting from doing my documentary and all that, but when I was developing the script, I also spent months and weeks and nights in the internet. And I mean, the clips in the internet, there are millions of clips of transgender, young transgender guys and girls who really share their thoughts and their feelings. And it's very touching. And so many people document their transition on the internet, because this is on, at one hand, very anonymous, and on the other hand, they share absolute private things, and I was absolutely touched by it, and I wanted to include that in the film, because when you watch it YouTube, you will find those clips. And there was one guy in America, and I was watching all his 80 clips, and I knew every word he said, because he was so touching. And then I emailed him, and later on we were Skyping, and I was asking him, because I said, I cannot write it better, can I use it in my film? And so the things Lucas is saying, in not everything, but most parts which Lucas is saying in the internet, there's an original clip in the internet, and he was the one, he says, yes, you can use it. And I was giving him the script, the scenes, and you have to watch it. It's very, very touching and very honest.